Is there anything that's been left unsaid that ought to be said before we turn the machine off? Is there? It's kind of a chance for reflection.
Yeah. Well, I tell you one thing. I'm gonna say this here. One of the greatest men that affected my life is Reverend Tyson. I mean, really, he has been a great inspiration to my life. He's like a person that has been truly a blessing. Now, since I've been in prison, I've only connected in my entire life. I've only really connected with probably 7 or 8 people in my life. And he's one of them. And he's really a blessing. And just because I connected through him, I had an opportunity to meet you. Because I've heard that name so many times through him. And so that made a connection. That was the preparation to meet you. Now, from meeting you,
who knows?
There's another link that has to be connected. And it's going to be connected. There's no question about that. I don't worry about that because I know people. And I appreciate that. And I think that that I appreciate you giving me this time, this honor, to be able to just to say a few words, just to say something. And because this, I really believe that this is a beginning. I believe that there's some great things that's going to happen. And I just appreciate you and just having that opportunity to be able to share like that.
Well, I thank you. On the machine, I want to say that. I think you have more to offer. I think you're right that you have certain things that you can offer people who are having the kind of problems you did in the situations you did when you were young.
Right.
But it's been a privilege for me too. I think you have something a wisdom and a knowledge and experience that most of us can learn from. That I'm learning from you. I feel privileged to have the chance to meet.
Well, I appreciate that.
And to learn from you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
We'll turn it off now.
Thank you.